welcome to the Film Dispenser Podcast. If you're here, most likely it's because you've been here for a long time, and I appreciate that. This is my final episode here on the show. I'm Spencer. I've been doing this thing for, this is my 159th time and my last time. It has been an absolute pleasure doing this podcast with my co-host the past 3 years, Raphael, Rafo, Patrick, and David. It's just been a blast talking movies and pop culture and life with them. These last few months have been very fun working with Dave and having just a great time making an entertaining show about the movies. And I appreciate all of the work they put into this show. But this show sort of changed over time. It sort of started out with the intention of being one thing. I had a picture in my head, and we sort of kept going off in different directions. And I think we have created an entire podcast network based off those different directions. And so we covered TV shows and all sorts of other things. But this show never really congealed into exactly what I wanted it to be. And I knew what I wanted it to be. It just didn't. I don't think I did it right. I didn't go about it the right way because I didn't know what I was doing. I learned and tried a lot of things and made a lot of mistakes here on this podcast, and I succeeded a lot, a great deal. I had some amazing guests. We had some amazing conversations, a lot of stuff that I'm really proud of. I'm not going to take the show off the website or off of iTunes. It's going to stay there as a timestamp to when I was learning how to get my audio levels right and to when I was recording in my closet or in my kitchen or my dining room, and my dogs were a part of every single episode, to when we sounded pretty great all the time. And it's all going to be there. I'm going to leave it. I'm proud of it. I'm happy that we did it. But yeah, it's time to move on for me. Film is such a huge and important part of my life, and I don't think this show really reflects that the way I wanted it to. The homeschool film school segment was really great. That was a really great part of me being able to scratch the itch that I had and the itch I had desired to scratch when I started this thing. That may come back at some point. I'm sort of working on that. I just had a kid recently, and so sort of figuring out how to lose things and move things back in. I'm not sure what I'm going to do. I'm definitely writing more. You're going to see a lot more film coverage on filmdispenser.com, sort of the joke amongst the team, or at least with me, from me to the team, because as you know by now, my sense of humor is pun-oriented and not great, but I've been telling them all I'm going to put the film back in Film Dispenser. So I'm working on that. And you're going to see a lot more there. You're going to see a lot more for me in general doing other film things. You can follow me on Letterboxd, which is, if you don't know, is a social media platform about your movie watching, tracking that. I'm at Film Dispenser, one word there. I'm on Twitter at SpinLuke. So if you don't follow me there, please go do that and stay in touch with me. I've always wanted to do more with film. This podcast was an extension of that desire. But it was a 3-year diversion from shooting a short film, something I've wanted to do most of my life. And I did that a week ago. This episode didn't come out then because I was busy doing that. And I have more plans to do more things like that. And I'm writing a lot, and I'm working on a lot of things that I'd like to see happen, and I'm going to take the time to do it, and I'm going to work on my other podcasts. They are exactly what I want them to be. An Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. podcast is pretty self-explanatory, and we have a great time doing Shield Your Ears, and of course, Rebellious Scum, my Star Wars podcast with my co-host Adam. We have a blast talking Star Wars and talking about Star Wars Rebels there, and then I have other shows throughout the year that I'll be on, and I, of course, will guest on Lou Staples and the other shows as a part of the Film Dispenser Podcast Network, and hopefully, I'll jump been on some other film shows elsewhere outside of filmdispenser.com, kind of looking into a few things there. And eventually, I think I'll do something film-related here, but it won't be this. I think its time has come to close the doors, I guess, turn off the mic, and walk away. But I want to say thank you to everybody who's been a part of this show. Thank you to Bob, and thank you to Marie. Marie, our fan, and Bob, our super fan, who's been there since the very beginning, has sent me so much criticism, positive, very positive, constructive criticism over the years, helped me figure out my audio levels, helped me figure out some tricks that I wasn't doing that I should do. Made this show a lot better. It meant a lot knowing that people were out there listening. And I want to thank all of you who've stayed around. I can see the numbers. I know that there's a certain group of people that have stayed from the beginning. And I appreciate that. It really, really means a lot to me. But it is time. It is time to walk away. The show has done, I think, everything it can do as it is. And I think we ended with our most entertaining season of the show over the summer. And I think that before that, we had a great season. And before that, and also a great season. It's always been good. It's always been fun. There will be more film podcasts. We're still going to do our annual Film Dispenser Awards. We're going to create a feed for the entire Film Dispenser Podcast Network. So if you're subscribing all over the place to different things and trying to keep up with all of this, you could subscribe to one feed. But our award shows will go there. We're talking about doing a TV award show as well. We have such a big team, and we have teams that do TV stuff and teams that do movie things, and we sort of split it up evenly. So lots is gonna come of this change, and I'm gonna be able to put time into different projects that are film oriented, and really take time to kind of figure out the best way to bring more film to you guys. But this podcast just won't be the way I do it. I wrote even more on a post on filmdispenser.com. It's also the show notes here on iTunes, and I believe on Stitcher. I think they'll show my full notes, but it sort of explains a little bit more detail what's going on. But nothing bad. Everything's good. It's not scheduling. It's not anything like that. It's just creative. I have some drives to do some different things in different directions, and I think this is one thing that I need to move from so that I can start fresh. And I'm looking forward to this change. I'm really excited about it. But I felt that all of you should not just go out on silence. You should hear from me, hear why. And just because I write a post doesn't mean that you're reading. You might just be subscribing and listening as they pop in. So I wanted you to have a message from me about the end of the Film Dispenser podcast. I have learned a lot about movies in the last 3 years. I've learned a lot about myself and about my friends. I've made so many friends through doing this, and I don't mean in a popularity way, I mean in just a quality way, just really, really great lifetime friends because of this podcast, and this year has shown me how much that's meant to me. So it's a huge thing that I've done this, and it's a huge thing that you guys have listened along the way, and I appreciate that so, so much. I started this episode with the music from 2001 A Space Odyssey, a movie that I never really got until I did this show, and now I really, really love, and that show did that for me. And I'm going to go out with a little bit of a speech. Two things, actually. One thing, it's a big part of my life, a big motto of mine, and then a speech that I never heard until I did this show. And to this day, when I listen to it, it brings tears to my eyes, and it means a lot to me. But it's a testament to how powerful it can be to just speak, and how important it is to speak, and how important cinema can be, and how it can interact with the world. So I hope that you listen to this and you enjoy it, and you go find that film if you haven't seen it online. It streams on Hulu Plus, The Great Dictator by Charlie Chaplin. It's a beautiful film. Go check that out. And yeah, thank you. Thank you so much for being a part of this with me. I really appreciate it. Go to the movies. Go. Streaming is great. Home theaters are great. Go to the movies. That's what we need. That's what cinema needs. That's what you need. If you're here, that's what you need. Go to the movies. Go to the movies as often as you can. But keep watching movies. Watch them from every time period, every country, every genre. Don't limit yourself. Experience the world, and stay in touch. I'm going to try to do the same, and I would love to hear from you guys and to not lose touch. So thank you very much for being a part of the Film Dispenser podcast. It has meant the world to me, and it is hard to say goodbye. So I won't. I'll let Charlie take us out, and I'll say thank you one more time.
What's the secret, Max?
Secret?
Yeah, well, you seem to have it pretty figured out.
Secret? I don't know.
think you just gotta find something you love to do and then do it for the rest of your life.
I'm sorry, but I don't want to be an emperor. That's not my business. I don't want to rule or conquer anyone. I should like to help everyone if possible. Jew, Gentile, black man, white. We all want to help one another. Human beings are like that. We want to live by each other's happiness, not by each other's misery. We don't want to hate and despise one another. In this world, there's room for everyone, and the good earth is rich and can provide for everyone. The way of life can be free and beautiful, but we have lost the way. Greed has poisoned men's souls, has barricaded the world with hate, has goose-stepped us into misery and bloodshed. We have developed speed, but we have shut ourselves in. Machinery that gives abundance has left us in want. Our knowledge has made us cynical, our cleverness hard and unkind. We think too much and feel too little. More than machinery, we need humanity. More than cleverness, we need kindness and gentleness. Without these qualities, life will be violent, and all will be lost. The aeroplane and the radio have brought us closer together. The very nature of these inventions cries out for the goodness in men, cries out for universal brotherhood, for the unity of us all. Even now, my voice is reaching millions throughout the world, millions of despairing men, women, and little children, victims of a system that makes men torture and imprison innocent people. To those who can hear me, I say, do not despair. The misery that is now upon us is but the passing of greed, the bitterness of men who fear the way of human progress. The hate of men will pass, and dictators die, and the power they took from the people will return to the people. And so long as men die, liberty will never perish. Soldiers, don't give yourselves to brutes. Men who despise you, enslave you, who regiment your lives, tell you what to do, what to think, and what to feel, who drill you, diet you, treat you like cattle, use you as cannon fodder. Don't give yourselves to these unnatural men, machine men with machine minds and machine hearts. You are not machines. You are not cattle. You are men. You have the love of humanity in your hearts. You don't hate. Only the unloved hate, the unloved and the unnatural. Soldiers, don't fight for slavery. Fight for liberty. In the 17th chapter of St. Luke it is written, the kingdom of God is within man, not one man nor a group of men, but in all men, in you. You, the people, have the power to create machines, the power to create happiness. You, the people, have the power to make this life free and beautiful, to make this life a wonderful adventure. Then in the name of democracy, let us use that power. Let us all unite. Let us fight for a new world, a decent world, that will give men a chance to work, that will give youth a future and old age a security. By the promise of these things, brutes have risen to power. But they lie. They do not fulfill that promise. They never will. Dictators free themselves, but they enslave the people. Now let us fight to fulfill that promise. Let us fight to free the world, to do away with national barriers, to do away with greed, with hate and intolerance. Let us fight for a world of reason. A world where science and progress will lead to all men's happiness. Soldiers, in the name of democracy, let us all unite!